give God the glory. For I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall sometimes be in my mouth. Every now and then be in my mouth. Only on Sunday be in my mouth. Daily, hourly, minute by minute, continually be in my mouth. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, Tabernacle, this morning. Praise his name. We're going to go right into the word because it's itching in me. I've been trying to do this sermon for 2 or 3 months now. And I sent the information to Reverend Boozer. She said, got it a little while ago. I sent it again anyway. Amen. Amen. Just because God said so.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
So I'm going to do a couple little notes. And I want you to think about this song. What's love got to do? Got to do with it?
Come on now.
I'm sure you know the rest of it, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Come on, Tina.
Y'all want to sing just a minute of it?
No.
No? Okay. We going somewhere with it. Don't get upset now. Don't get upset. We don't know what song Jesus and the disciples sang on the road. Does anybody remember who sang that song?
Yeah. Tina Turner.
Tina. Now, see, you had no problem saying that. We all have our issues. And she sang that song because there was an issue going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people have that same issue. So I have a few questions for you today.
Come on.
What's all this hype about love? Who has time for love? Is there an app for love? No one loves me. Love don't love nobody. I know you know that song. No one can tell me to love someone. I don't want nobody to love me. Love is highly overrated. Love doesn't matter. What has love done for me lately? Love hurts.
Yeah.
Tina did a great tune, but we're not here to discuss Tina's rendition of love or the world's definitions of love.
Yeah.
For this morning, when I point at you, I want you to say, what's love got to do with it? Now, don't say it cute. I want you to say it with a little attitude, okay? So I'm going
to
point at you.
What's love got to do with it?
Loving it. Let those that have an ear, let them hear what the Lord is saying.
Amen.
I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what he hears, and may it be a sweet, sweet sound in his ear. Lord, we come to you today, ready to hear your word. But Lord, it's not about me. It's all about you and what you need your people to hear. So Lord, bless us. Bless those, Lord, that even arrive at your word through their computers, Lord, by their telephones. But your word still goes forward and does not come back void. Lord, I thank you for this word. And in all that we do and all that we say, may we always remember to look up, magnify your name, and give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So our scripture today, to find out the scripture, comes from 1 John 4:15 through 16. And it says, whoever, can we all read it together? Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed that the love that God has for us, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. God's blessed word, and it can be trusted. Amen. Amen. So John was the most beloved disciple of Jesus, and he's speaking about God's love for us and our love for one another. So, wait a minute. Now we into this thing about 3 minutes. Okay, here we go again. I better do like this so everybody will know. Okay. Amen. All right. So John is imparting to us that love has everything to do with it. God is love and God loves us. And we are to pass our love on to others. So if we live our lives in love, we live in God and God lives in us. Amen. Our scripture conveys that it's our duty to love as Jesus loved. But sometimes it's easy to say. It's hard to do sometimes. So when you find it hard and you're in a particular situation and maybe you don't want to pass on the love, just ask the Lord to help you. And he'll give you the words to use. Because I always say I'm still in infancy stage. He has to help me a lot. A lot. And I learn a lot from my husband, who, when he's on the phone with the kids or family, I love you. I have not got to that yet. God knows my heart, and I don't have no problem telling you. I don't say that at the end of my phone conversations, but he does, so I'm trying to learn. God is watching us, you and me, to see what actions we take when we find ourselves up against this problem. God wants to see our love in action, for love is powerful. Amen. So our acronym today for love is L for listen. Listening for God's voice. O is obey God's commands. V, visionary. Keep God's vision out in front of us and not our own vision. And E is for endurance. God will give you the endurance and perseverance to run the race that is set before you. Are we determined to run the race God has before us? So, well, it stands for listening. So, Pastor, what does it mean when we talk about listening and love? We're listening for God's voice. There are times when we talk so much that we can't hear what God is trying to say to us. And then we sit around and wonder, well, what happened? Why didn't that situation work out? It worked out the way it was supposed to. Amen. if you're leaning to your own understanding. God is still speaking in 2022. God has not closed off speaking to us, but we've closed off our ears from listening to him. I've tried this technique that when someone upsets me or I'm having a troublesome time, instead of popping off an answer, I quiet myself. I go to my quiet space. I go to my safe space. Because where God is, that's a safe space. And I find that instead of saying something hurtful, God will give me the words, and I'm even astonished that I use them. But that's the power God has when you put him in control. Because the Lord clearly tells us that the battle is, it's not yours, it's his. And the word tells us in Revelation 13 and 9 that if anyone has an ear, let them what? Hear. And hearing is a part of listening. The majority of us have ears in order to hear on this plane. But spiritually speaking, and we know God is spirit, there's no one that should not be able to hear God's word and to hear God's voice. Sometimes we get so caught up in ourselves that we forget that God is the controller. Just like the kids have their control pieces, just think, God has us in the palm of his hand, and he's going to town on me. I can see him now. But how much is he going to town on that controller for you? There was a commercial on TV. It usually comes out around Christmas time. It was with the actress Jane Seymour. And she created this necklace with a heart pendant on it. But the heart was not complete. The heart was open. It only closed up so much. And the commercial said, if you keep your heart open, love will find its way in. So even on TV, you can find things that resonate about God. I don't think I'm the only one that does that. But if it's something that sounds off the wall and I'm thinking, okay, oh, the Lord is still speaking. We can find God speaking in so many different ways. But if you keep your heart open, love will find the way in. That's why we also have to keep our ears open to listen for God's voice. We are not to lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, we must acknowledge God. I tell people all the time that I used to live my life according to Pamela's law. Now, I could have did my own TV show, I'm just saying, called Pamela's Law. I don't know if I won any Oscars or anything, but it would have been quite hilarious. But you know, anymore, you don't see very many godly shows. We were looking at a movie yesterday called Warrior Nun, N-U-N. And they fight and it's just, things are just so crazy on TV anymore. That's why we have to watch what our kids look at. We have to teach them how to open their ears, how to listen for God's voice, even when they are small. Amen. But the Lord knows what he was doing with me. He opened my ears, and I'm like, I hear you, Lord. I'm still crazy, but this is how he called me. Everybody he calls, he qualifies. We don't qualify ourselves. Because I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for the Lord. Amen. 1 John 4 and 6 explains that we are of God. He who knows God hears him. He who is not of God does not hear him. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. James 1 and 25 tells us, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. The one will be blessed in what he does, listening for God's voice. So I ask again. So our next acronym is O, which stands for obey. 1 Samuel 15 and 22 imparts that obedience is better than. So when we obey and we're obedient to God by heeding his word, we become so much more wiser. We become so much more caring. And we become so much more loving. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother, who he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. The Bible has much to say about obedience. Obedience is an essential part of our faith. Jesus was obedient all the way to the cross. Philippians 2 and 8 says the act of taking up our cross and following Christ means obedience. Through obedience, we learn the art of love. Ephesians 6 and 1 tells children to obey your parents. My grandson, sleep. Obey your parents. Amen. I had to call him out sometimes. In a different church, I'd have had him come right up here and sit on this pulpit. And boy, you want to talk about some kids straightening up really quick. Amen. Sorry, I got off my subject a little bit. But I say to our children that the Lord conveys to us, if children obey their parents, your life will be long. And they just look at me like, well, I'm young, but that doesn't mean anything. There's children young and still infants that are taken away from this earth. That your days may be long. When children learn to obey their parents, they learn how to respect and they learn how to love. Luke 11 and 28 tells us that blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Obeying God's word. So our next acronym, V for vision. I ask you today, are you a visionary? Do you believe that you can soar? Do you believe that we can grow together in love? I believe we can. Jeremiah 29 and 11 states, for I know the plans that I have for you. God has the vision. He has a vision for each and every one of us. We are the plan. He just needs to work it out for us. But we must heed God's word. God loved us so much that he offers us grace and his mercy in order to move us forward and toward the goal he has set out for us. Habakkuk 2 and 2 says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain so that he, thank you. Well, thank you, Reverend. You might as well come on up here. Amen. God's word is not hard to live by. We make it hard because we have trouble keeping his word. There's a song that says, he'll work it out. He'll work it out for you. It's our task to keep the vision of the cross before us. That's a vision. What's the song say? The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. I tell you today, get on God's team, because that's an eternity team. Any team here on this earth is not going to be around long. And I ask you, where are you going to spend eternity? I just ask. So I end with Revelation 21. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe every tear, not half a tear, but every tear from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. God's vision for us is hope. Hope in Jesus. Because the scripture says, without a vision, the people perish. Amen. And we don't want to perish. So we have our final acronym for the day. Thank you for saying E. 2 John 1:6 says, this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it, walking for endurance. So in order to endure the race God has set before us, we have to love one another. We have to walk in love. We have to walk the walk and talk the talk. So we have a couple of guys, Bill and Steve, and they're discussing the possibility of love. I thought I was in love 3 times, Bill said. You thought, Steve said. Well, what do you mean? 3 years ago, I cared very deeply for a woman who wanted nothing to do with me, Bill said. So Steve said, was that love? And Bill said, no, it was just obsession. Then 2 years ago, I cared very deeply for a woman who didn't understand me. So Steve says, well, was that love? And Bill says, no, that was just lust. And just last year, he says, I met a woman while I was on a cruise. She was gorgeous and intelligent, a great conversationalist. Had a super sense of humor. Everywhere I followed her on the ship, I got a very strange sensation in my stomach. And Steve said, well, was that love? And Bill said, no, that was motion sickness. So Bill and Steve have to get on board with what love is really all about. The word also tells us that if we have not love, we have not nothing. Galatians 6:9 states, let us not become weary in doing good, For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Because James Cleveland said, I don't feel no waste time. Oh, yes. I've come too far. Oh, I did that low. Where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy. And I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. God will help us build this tabernacle of God, this tabernacle of love. God will help his people and his churches to grow again. But we have to keep up our endurance and stay in the fight. Stay on the battlefield. And we have to remember, as long as we continually lift him up, God will do the drawing. Amen. Amen. Hebrews 12 and 7 says, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father has not chastened? The best thing about love is that it keeps giving and giving and giving. God's love is enduring, it's never ending. And the greatest gift of love, again, was Jesus Christ. So what's love got to do with it? Everything. So we learned today four acronyms for love. Listen, obey, vision, and endurance. And the world will know we are Christians by our love. Amen. 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 So if you will stand with me, can we just sing Love Lifted Me, just the chorus? Amen. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. That Jesus is tenderly calling. Calling someone that is saying, what must I do to be saved? Well, by listening and obeying God's voice, he would have you walk down this aisle and come and be a part of Tabernacle Baptist Church. Just one of God's millions of churches, so that you can help us build up God's kingdom. Is there anyone here today that feels that call? Doors of the church are open.